is the Beersmith Home Brewing Show, where brewing great beer is our passion. If you want to take your brewing to the next level, visit beersmith.com, where you can download a trial version of our Beersmith software, subscribe to the newsletter, and get dozens of free articles on home brewing. And now, your host and the author of Home Brewing with Beersmith, Brad Smith.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Beersmith Podcast number 66. Got a great show for you today. We got some folks from Berlin joining us today to talk about brewing and professional brewing education. Today's reminder is to actually to go ahead and review the podcast if you enjoy it. You can review this podcast on iTunes. If you enjoy our mobile application, I've been doing a lot of work on that, updating it recently. You can review that on Google Play. You can review it on iTunes. You can review it on Amazon. If you enjoy our other books, other products like our book or our CD, you can also review that on Amazon. And those reviews help us, give us feedback, and we really appreciate you taking the time to do that. And now, without further ado, let's jump into this week's episode. Today on the show, my guest is Burkhard Meyer from the Research and Teaching Institute for Brewing in Berlin, so-called VLB. Burkhard has a formal education in biotechnology, brewing, and malting. He's also the head instructor for international courses, including the Certified Brewmaster course, brewing technology, and craft brewing courses. He's being supported today by Jan Beering, who has an engineering degree in brewing science and also teaches at the VLB. It's fantastic to have you on the show, Burkhard.
There we go. Great to be here. Yeah.
So you work at the VLB in Berlin, and you're coming to us directly from Berlin, which is pretty cool. And it's focused, the VLB, of course, is focused on educating professional brewers in Berlin. How'd you get started in the business of educating brewers?
Well, the question is me or the VLB. The VLB is in this business since 1883, so for 130 years now. And it was founded as an association by breweries and malteries to support the brewing industry with knowledge by teaching and by research work and while educating brewers.
So how about you personally? Why did you get into brewing?
Well, first of all, after my A levels, finishing the school, I wanted to start to study forestry, but there was a woman in the job center who told me that with this job I will never have contact to nature, and I just sit in at the desk the whole time, and this was nothing I really wanted to do. So I decided to start an apprenticeship in a craft business, and beer sounded a very good, nice idea. So I applied in breweries, and this made the start. Yeah?
So that's how you found your passion for brewing. Is that it?
Yeah, in a brewery.
In a brewery, exactly. Which brewery did you start in?
It was the Bolton Alt Brewery in Korschenburg. It's a small town near Düsseldorf. And actually, it's the oldest alt beer brewery of the world, traced back to the year 1266.
Wow.
So it was a real nice experience in starting the business.
So you're making classic Düsseldorf alt beer there, huh?
Well, not Düsseldorf alt beer, but the alt beer, like at the Lower Rhine area.
Excellent.
There's a special area at the Lower Rhine where alt beer is brewed.
So, can you tell us a little bit about the state of craft brewing in Europe? I know it's exploding over here in the United States. What's happening in Europe?
Well, we always had craft brewing in Europe.
That's true. Yeah.
If you're looking at the numbers of breweries you have, for example, in the United States, it's about 2,500 in the US as breweries, and just only in Germany nowadays we have approximately 1,340. And if you're looking at Europe, it's about 4,700 breweries. So it is already here.
But you're way ahead of us.
Yeah. So, but this craft brewing movement, like it is in America, is also starting again. Let's say we are having a revival of beer styles, more or less, and also small breweries are opening, like craft breweries, microbreweries as well. So this number will increase further on.
So what are some of the, you mentioned the revival in beer styles, what are some of the beer styles you're seeing come back to life, if you will? I know for a while, you know, a number of them almost disappeared, right?
Yeah. Well, for example, maybe you know Horst Dornbusch. He wrote a new book about beer recipes. And with him, together with the VOB and the Brewers Guild, we brewed, for example, a Breuhan a couple of weeks ago, and we had this also on the drink tag. But those old beer styles, we have the feeling that very, very much people are more and more interested in those beer styles again. But something new, yeah? Even if it's if those recipes are old recipes.
So do you think the U.S. craft brewer resurgence is pushing some of that, maybe, or no? Somebody pulling back some of the new style, or some of the old styles, I should say?
I think with all those special beers from the U.S., like the IPAs and the pale ales, all those very hoppy beers and so on, I think it's the consumers who are, meanwhile, again, interested in those beer styles. And, well, it is very helpful for the consumers as well here in Europe to drink those IPAs to wake up. Yeah.
Yes.
It helps.
They're pretty strong. I enjoy a good IPA. Yeah. Well, I've seen a lot of homebrewers, a lot of interest for homebrewers in becoming pro brewers now. And, of course, a lot of them make the leap without any formal education. In fact, I was just over talking to a good friend of mine the other day who just started a brewery, literally, just with, you know, a 20-gallon pot and went out and got the licenses and started it. Why do you think a professional education is really important for craft brewers?
Well, if you're looking at the difference between a home brew and the craft brew, if you want to enter the business itself,
yeah,
well, then you must make sure that you're brewing with a constant quality. So the different beer styles always have to taste in the same way, and they also have to have always the same quality. And this is, let's say, the challenge for the craft brewers. And in here, to produce always a very, very, very high quality, you need education. You need a deep knowledge of the brewing process and of the processing of the raw materials. Very, very deep. That if you, well, you have to see the raw materials are always changing their quality. The barley in this year has not the same quality than the years before. And you, as a brewer, you have to be able to react on this, and therefore you need this very, very, very deep knowledge about it.
And how much time and money does it take to get a formal education in brewing, say in Berlin? maybe to become a certified brewmaster, for example.
Yeah. You know, if you want to become a certified brewmaster, you have to spend, well, the classes are running half a year. Mm-hmm. So starting in January, and they will be finished in the end of June. And it will cost about 14,500 euros, mm-hmm. Not including accommodation and so on.
But that's not that bad. I mean, that's 6 months training. It's much less than a college education or something like that, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I think also in the comparison with other brewing schools, we are not really the most expensive school.
Right, right. What are some of the topics you cover along the way to becoming a certified brewmaster? I'm sure there's quite a few, but I think it'd be interesting to maybe discuss a few.
Yeah, well, starting with brewery technology. In brewery technology, we are talking about the total process from the beginning, from the milling or from storage to milling to the brew house work to fermentation, and later on as well, stability topics like flavor stability and quality of stability and all that stuff. We are covering the malting technology, so the production of malt from the barley to the finished products. All the specialty malts are also included. Then we are talking about, well, in the classes about plant equipment, the total topic of plant equipment in the malteries to the breweries. Further on, there will be basic lectures in chemistry, biochemistry. You have to know biochemistry in here, in this field, because you have to understand all the enzymatic and technological processes that take place during the brewing process. as well as lectures in microbiology, lectures in sensory analysis, lectures in water, lectures in wastewater, lectures, lectures in chemical technical analysis. And next to all those lectures we have also a real a big program in practical program, so practical right. work. That means we have once a week, including one day in the labs, to do all those, and to come to know all those physical and chemical types of analysis, as well as one day in the microbiological lab to come to know all the microbiological things, and then we are also producing in a practical work on malting. We are producing a malt, well, with different exercises we are doing there. For example, this year we produced the people in the class produced a malt out of winter barley to come to know the differences in the treatment and differences in quality later on, what is possible. And definitely we have practical work in brewing. So several brews we are doing. We changed this during the years when I started here and at the VLB about 10 years ago and became responsible for the classes. It was still like in the university studies here in brewery technology that the people just only brewed one time. They had one practical work. And meanwhile, we are doing approximately 18 brews. Mm-hmm. So everybody during this half of year will do at least 4 brews in our pilot plant.
So you get a pilot plant at the school, and you get a chance to brew as well, right?
Yeah. Well, we are brewing here. Normally, the first brew that we are doing with the classes. Well, we split normally the classes down in small groups, because with practical work, I have the experience, it's definitely better to have as small groups as possible. Mm-hmm. And therefore, we have several brewing weeks in the schedule. And the first brew is just to come to know the plant itself, how to manage the plant. And there we are brewing a standard beer here for the VLB.
So when you say a pilot system, how large is your pilot system?
It's approximately 2 hectoliters.
200 liters, I got to think.
200, yeah. It's
200 liters is, yeah. Let's see. I'll do the math here. Trying to do math in my head, always a dangerous thing. 50 gallons? 50 gallons, roughly, I think.
Yeah. For the second brew, then... they have to do real scientific work, and they have to write a report about this. And this also will be rated, that the people will come in contact to writing reports, because later on, if they are working in a big brewery, and their boss is telling them, you have to find out what is happening in here, and please give me the report in 2 days. So they came to know here during the studies how you will set up a scientific report. And then we always have kind of fun brew included, where the people, it's not really fun, but it's mainly the people have the possibility to brew what they want to brew. Not everywhere. We have all the possibilities here. We have all the different specialty malts, all the different yeast strains in our yeast bank. So everything is possible with our plant, and therefore we want to give them really the possibility to brew whatever they want to do.
Excellent.
Want to brew. And the last brew normally is then a hop brewing contest. It's changing from year to year. One year we normally are supported by the US hop growers, mm-hmm. and the following year then we do the same with the German hop growers that are they are sponsoring. So we have a really, really good hop brewing contest, mainly focused on hops then. And so we will come to the total amount of approximately 18 brews during the whole class.
Well, I wanted to ask you this question while we're on the topic of the pilot brewing. What are some of the challenges you run into when you switch over from a pilot brew and you try and scale it up to something commercial, something full scale? This is a question I get all the time from people that are just starting out in professional brewing.
Well, I think the problem is not so much to upscale your recipes and upscale everything from a pilot plant like ours to a bigger plant. Mm-hmm. It's the main challenge is mainly to switch from home brewing from a pot on an oven to a bigger system, because in here. But if you see our pilot plant, where it's fully automated, so you have all the different parameters that you can switch, and therefore, but this is also the reason why we have a pilot plant, because we are also doing recipe development for bigger breweries and research work for bigger breweries, and therefore, well, it has to be comparable in a special way to the big plants. But the main thing is, well, I am the opinion that if you want to switch from home brewing or from a small scale brewing, so from the garage to a business, the first thing is to understand the business. So understand brewing.
That was another question I actually had written down. What do you guys teach the business end of things? Because when I talk to a number of my friends that have made this leap, that have gone from, you know, brewing a couple batches of beer in their garage or something like that into actually running a, you know, a small brew pub or perhaps a small brewery. Most of them said the biggest challenge is not the beer. It's actually the business end of thing.
Yeah, well, this is well. But, well, I came to know a couple of people who are great brewers. They know the business of brewing, but they have normally problems with the other part of the business, so set the beer and so on. But this is also nothing that we really, really teach here at the VLB. But therefore, you have to go to a business school.
Right.
What we are delivering here is, well, the knowledge in beer brewing. And, well, to give this knowledge to the people half a year is not very much. So if somebody will come here to the VLB to study this in the Certified Brewmaster class, you can be sure that it will never get boring.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it's pretty packed 6 months.
Yeah. Well,
what role do apprenticeships play in becoming a pro brewer? Yeah. I know some friends who have spent years as an apprentice before they became the master brewer somewhere.
Yeah, well, I think in here we have to see that the education in Germany is in the brewing is in total a little bit different to the international brewing world, because in Germany we have this old and traditional system of apprenticeship. Mm-hmm. So normally, if you are starting a craft business, for example, brewing, you have to do an apprenticeship in a brewery, and this is normally about 3 years. And then afterwards, you are a certified brewer, definitely. And then you are normally starting, well, if you want to have further education, you have the possibility to go to the university or, for example, to the VLB, because for the university, normally you have also must have your A-levels that you can start.
What's an A-level for people that aren't familiar with that term?
Well, here in Germany, we have 13 years of school, of the normal school, and then the A levels make it possible that you can go to the university.
I see. So it probably be something like maybe a community college or some.
Well, it's in Germany, it's called Abitur, and. Well, in England, it's called A-levels, but I also saw it's in America, it's A-levels, but well, it is the possibility that you are a must if you want to go to university. Mm-hmm. So this is the thing you must show.
Right.
And then you have the possibility at the university, for example, to do your, meanwhile, it's bachelor and master. In former times, it was the engineers' studies. And this then will be, well, how long did I study? Well, it was here in Berlin. It was biotechnology that I had to study, mm-hmm. and the main studies then it was brewery technology. It was about in between 5 to 7 years. Well, you can even study longer.
What can you tell us about the VLB and the types of courses you offer? I know you offer more than just a certified brewmaster course. What are some of the other courses that you offer?
Well, starting from the smallest ones, it's a 2-day class, for example, called Brewing in a Nutshell. Brewing in a Nutshell is normally for people that are working in brewery, that working, for example, in sales in a brewery or in marketing, for example, and they have to sell the beer, but if they do not have a clue what they are selling, but this is a disadvantage, let's say. And well, this class is for 2 days, but giving them an idea of what we are doing in the brewery. Then we have the craft brewing and practice class. It's about 2 weeks long, and in this class. But we want to give the people the basic ideas of craft brewing, of starting in the business, especially for those people, designed for those people that are home brewers and want to start a business. So it's a kind of kick in the right direction that they will wake up and see how deep knowledge can be. So most of the people that are coming for those classes are coming here with a couple of questions about brewing, mm-hmm. And think that we will answer those questions. We will do this, but they will leave with much more questions.
Many more questions, people.
And this is the right way, because people are then are really starting to think about what they are doing in brewing. So it's not just only mixing water with the malt, with the grist. It's a little bit more, and normally they see this. Well, craft brewing in practice is a class that is, like the name is telling you, very much a practice in here. Mm-hmm. Well, normally, the design of this class is we are starting the first day normally with a brew in a pilot plant. The next day, we have practical work in the laboratories, and then they have the possibility. The people have the possibility for the two weeks with an accelerated fermentation method that we are using. That they are really able to follow the beer from the beginning, to really follow their own beer from the beginning to the end. Doing all the types of analysis during this week, like microbiological control, the fermentation control, everything like this. And then in the end, at the last day, they have to drink their beer. And therefore, the last and most important type of analysis, the sensory analysis, is done the last day. And in between, very much a practical work, also excursions to small breweries, to brew pubs and so on, so that they also get in contact with people that already have their experience in craft brewing and in the business and so on. So it's very, very compact, but very, packed full of life. So jump in the pond of brewing. And then further on, we have several classes on demand. Sometimes mm-hmm. the big breweries are asking us that we have to come there to teach, to have a special training programs, and just in the single topics in microbiology or in brewery technology, for example, those things. We also offer Russian classes for people in Russia. We also have classes like applied microbiology that is also running here in Berlin for people that want to get a little bit more knowledge in microbiology, especially brewing microbiology. So those are the main classes we offer.
So could somebody serious about brewing here in the US take your courses potentially?
We always have people from the United States, and during the last years also the number of people that are applying for the classes is definitely increasing. But at the moment we have a limit of 50 people every year. Mm-hmm. And normally we split those 50 people in two classes. Mm-hmm. because we want to have this, well, we are working with the principle of small groups. It's much better in teaching, much better to press all the knowledge in the different brains if you have direct contact to the people. Of course. Yeah, well, I do not really like this type of lectures you have, for example, in university when you have a 50-100 people sitting in front of you.
Yeah, we had 500 in some of the freshman classes I took, you know.
But I need the personal contact. Yeah. Therefore, I limited this to 25 people per class, and with this, you can split the groups further down for practical work.
Right,
it's much better to do this in this way.
I just want to switch at the very end for a minute about talking about homebrewing. Can you tell us just a little bit about what the homebrewing world is like in Europe or in Germany?
Well. I think also you can find a special revival in here.
Yeah.
Revival because in ancient times it was normal to brew at home. That is was a cultural thing. Normally in every household was brewed and people were baking bread and so on. And then with the foundation of towns, then it came to the fact that breweries or the business was developing. And meanwhile. Well, I'd say very, very much of people are brewing at home. But when I'm looking here at the students, CV that I sent you, mm-hmm. you were able to read that I'm also the headmaster of the Berlin Brewers Guild.
Right.
And there we have the contact to the students of the Technical University. So diploma brewmasters and bachelors and engineers and so on. So get in contact with them. You see that very, very much of them are also brewing at home. And because they are brewers and educated brewers already, they brew very good stuff at home.
Yeah. I wanted to just ask at the very end for a couple homebrewing tips too. I was wondering if you had maybe one or two tips you could share with the folks listening.
read as much as you can. Listen. Learn as much as possible in practice as well. You have to concentrate on the theory. And well, passion is absolutely important. Most of the homebrewers have passion. But passion is not all. Yeah. You need to. You
a lot
need
of passion, no knowledge. There's a balance in there somewhere, right?
Yeah. So this is, I think, the most important thing. But you can find various of good books. You can share your knowledge. For example, on the conferences. For example, every year I'm at the Craft Brewers Conference in America. And meeting the people there, you can see how the people are communicating. What I find very, very interesting is people that are very new in the business and do not know the others yet. When they show their beers, but in most of the cases, the beers do not have such a high quality. But what I feel very, very interesting is that after a couple of years, when you meet them again and again and again, just by communication with other people in the business, really you see how the quality is also increasing and how successful the people are. So the most important thing is really get knowledge, get an education. But there are different ways how to get, you can get education. If you have such a passion for what you're doing, then sooner or later you will come to the point that you really need deep knowledge. Well, and then maybe we see each other here at the VLB. But other things are, for example, other brewing schools in the United States, for example, go to the conferences, meet people, share your knowledge, share your experience, and then you're on the right way, let's say.
Excellent. Excellent advice. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, yes.
Go ahead.
Post.
Post. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. It's great to hear some of the people around the world who are passionate about beer and passionate about teaching people about beer.
Yep.
Certainly enjoyed having you on, Burgard. Is there any other closing thoughts you want to add or talk for a minute about education or
well, we talked the whole time. We talked about education and so on. To all the people in the home brewing who want to start the business, well, go on brewing. There's never enough beer in the world.
Enough beer. Yeah. I love Germany too, because you can go to the grocery store and it's usually cheaper than buying soda or water, which I find. I think is great. Because go ahead. I'm sorry.
If you're going to shop here in Germany, well, you can buy a crate of beer which is 10 liters. Sometimes for 5 to 6 euros, well, even cheaper. But well, the quality of this beer, well, you never will find a real bad quality of beer in Germany. Normally, not in the supermarkets. But well, it's definitely cheaper.
Yeah, if you get a chance to go to Germany, I've been fortunate enough to go just a couple of times, and certainly enjoy the beer. It's a special experience.
Yeah.
So thank you. Today my guest is Burgard Meyer. He's from the Research and Teaching Institute for Brewing in Berlin. Burgard has a formal education in biotechnology, brewing, and malting. He's head instructor for international courses at the school. And he's joined today by Jan Bering as well. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, a big thank you to Burgard Meyer for appearing on the show. Really appreciate him dialing in from Berlin. I'd like to remind you to join our newsletter at beersmith.com. Just fill out the newsletter thing on the right side, and we'll send you an article on homebrewing every single week. And finally, I'd like to thank you for listening. Really appreciate all the support for the show. The show continues to grow, and I think we're getting close to 750,000 downloads altogether. Very impressive. And we're also coming up on the 10-year anniversary for Beersmith, and it wouldn't have been possible without all the support from people like you. So thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great brewing week.